works. And so I got, you know, I mean, gosh, 8,000-9,000 people following me, or I've got, or connected to me in some way. And now you're going to say, well, because you're popular in the business world. That's not true. I really got on Facebook about 5 years ago, and that's right when I went into my little retirement mode. So I've been kind of retired for the past 5 years, and I've got a business startup I'm doing right this moment. In fact, I'm right in the middle of starting it up right now. So all those people, it's not because, you know, they knew me, it's because I just spent a lot of time on Facebook. Hey, when you're sitting in an office all by yourself and it gets kind of lonely, Facebook, you know, you actually get to talk to people, right? Just don't get addicted to it. That's another discussion. So get active on Facebook, okay? So what type of businesses? We have a chiropractic business. What are some of the other types? Tell me some of your businesses at this table. Okay, a cleaning business. A publishing. What do you publish? Okay, publishing business, cool.
Merchant services,
credit card processing business.
Cleaning and restoration.
Digital marketing. Okay, awesome. So you could get up and teach this class. You can be my co-teacher, all right? So, okay, if I say something wrong, you correct me, right? All right. So each one of these types of businesses, do you guys rely on referrals? I mean, are referrals an important part of your business?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. So I'm gonna teach you guys how to build a network of people and how to establish a relationship with them right now. First thing you do is make a list of all your friends, family, and business associates you know. That's the very first thing you do. In fact, that's the very first thing you do whenever you do referral marketing. Right? The money's in the list. Even your family members. Make a list of everybody you've ever known. Right? If you type in what do they call that in MLM? It's a... Yeah, I mean, they have these things where it lists all these... it lists all these businesses or, you know, people that you could have had relationships with, like high school friends, college friends, associations, clubs, you know, and it... Yeah, and it helps you to build a list of people that, and remember the people that you would have known, okay? So that's the first step. Second step, use the Facebook search function to go find these people. Their search function is pretty sophisticated nowadays. You can type in a name and a place, and chances are you'll be able to find that person, right? I'm going to come back to that. So when you use a search function and you friend them, hi, honey. There's my wife, Ingrid. Hey, let's all give her applause.
Hi.
Come on. Hi, Ingrid. So when you use that search function, you want to put in, you know, any information you know about them, right? And then when you go to friend them, always send them a private message. Now, they might not receive it right in the primary folder. It might go into the other folder. But always send them a message. Hey, this is David. We went to high school, remember? I was in your class, blah, blah, blah. Give a little message about why you're friending them. When you do that, the relationship will automatically go up. And they'll know why you're... If you just send them a friend request, it's almost kind of stale. Right? Always send them a little message when you do a friend request. So let me see what else I have here. Okay, so then once you have your friends, and then you just start putting your daily life out there. Okay, if you guys are not comfortable putting your daily life out on Facebook, then this strategy will not work for you. You will not get referrals from Facebook, period. All right, if you're such a private person that you don't want to get on Facebook and talk. Maybe that's why, like, the majority of women who are active on Facebook is much, much higher than men. I don't know. I think that's true, right? If I look around Facebook, that's what I find. Women are much more